Fernando was standing a little apart, his back turned against the driving snow.
Come on, Robert Jordan whispered. Get on up to camp and get warm. It was a crime to leave you here so long.
That is their light, Anselmo pointed.
Where's the sentry?
You do not see him from here. He is around the bend.
The hell with them, Robert Jordan said. You tell me at camp. Come on, let's go.
Let me show you, Anselmo said.
I'm going to look at it in the morning, Robert Jordan said. Here, take a swallow of this.
He handed the old man his flask. Anselmo tipped it up and swallowed.
Aye, he said, and rubbed his mouth. It is fire.
Come on, Robert Jordan said in the dark. Let us go.
It was so dark now you could only see the flakes blowing past and the rigid dark of the pine trunks. Fernando was standing a little way up the hill.
Look at that cigar store Indian, Robert Jordan thought. I suppose I have to offer him a drink.
Hey, Fernando, he said as he came up to him. A swallow?
No, said Fernando. Thank you.
Thank you, I mean, Robert Jordan thought. I'm glad cigar store Indians don't drink. There isn't too much of that left.
Boy, I'm glad to see this old man, Robert Jordan thought. He looked at Anselmo and then clapped him on the back again as they started up the hill.
I'm glad to see you, viejo, he said to Anselmo. If I ever get gloomy when I see you, it cheers me up. Come on, let's get up there.
They were going up the hill in the snow.
Back to the palace of Pablo, Robert Jordan said to Anselmo. It sounded wonderful in Spanish.
El Palacio del Miedo, Anselmo said. The Palace of Fear.
La Cueva de los Huevos Perdidos, Robert Jordan capped the other happily. The Cave of the Lost Eggs.
What eggs? Fernando asked.
A joke, Robert Jordan said. Just a joke. Not eggs, you know. The others.
But why are they lost? Fernando asked.
I don't know, said Robert Jordan. Take a book to tell you. Ask Pilar. Then he put his arm around Anselmo's shoulder and held him tight as they walked and shook him.
Listen, he said, I'm glad to see you here.
You don't know what it means to find somebody in this country in the same place they were left. It showed what confidence and intimacy he had that he could say anything against the country.
I am glad to see thee, Anselmo said, but I was just about to leave.
Like hell you would have, Robert Jordan said happily. You'd have frozen first.
How was it up above? Anselmo said.
Fine, said Robert Jordan. Everything is fine.
He was very happy, with that sudden, rare happiness that can come to anyone with a command in a revolutionary arm. The happiness of finding that even one of your flanks holds.
If both flanks ever held, I suppose it would be too much to take, he thought. I don't know who is prepared to stand that. And if you extend along a flank, any flank, it eventually becomes one man.
Yes, one man. This was not the axiom he wanted, but this was a good man. One good man.
You are going to be the left flank when we have the battle, he thought. I'd better not tell you that yet. It's going to be an awfully small battle, he thought, but it's going to be an awfully good one. Well, I always wanted to fight one on my own. I always had an opinion on what was wrong with everybody else's, from Agincourt down. I will have to make this a good one. It is going to be small, but very select. If I have to do what I think I will have to do, it will be very select indeed.
Listen, he said to Anselmo, I'm awfully glad to see you.
And me to see thee, the old man said.
As they went up the hill in the dark, the wind at their backs, the storm blowing past them as they climbed, Anselmo did not feel lonely. He had not been lonely since the Inglés had clapped him on the shoulder. The Inglés was pleased and happy, and they joked together. The Inglés said it all went well, and he was not worried. The drink in his stomach warmed him, and his feet were warming now climbing.
Not much on the road, he said to the Inglés.
Good, the Inglés told him. You will show me when we get there.
Anselmo was happy now, and he was very pleased that he had stayed there at the post of observation.
If he had come into camp, it would have been all right. It would have been the intelligent and correct thing to have done under the circumstances, Robert Jordan was thinking. But he stayed as he was told, Robert Jordan thought. That's the rarest thing that can happen in Spain. To stay in a storm, in a way, corresponds to a lot of things. It's not for nothing that the Germans call an attack a storm. I could certainly use a couple more who would stay. I most certainly could. I wonder if that Fernando would stay. It's just possible. After all, he is the one who suggested coming out just now. Do you suppose he would stay? Wouldn't that be good? He's just about stubborn enough. I'll have to make some inquiries. Wonder what the old cigar store Indian is thinking about now.
What are you thinking about, Fernando? Robert Jordan asked.
Why do you ask?
Curiosity, Robert Jordan said. I am a man of great curiosity.
I was thinking of supper, Fernando said.
Do you like to eat?
Yes, very much.
How's Pilar's cooking?
Average, Fernando answered.
He's a second Coolidge, Robert Jordan thought. But you know, I have just a hunch that he would stay. The three of them plodded up the hill in the snow.